great day today. It was especially nice to have the alumni, so many of the alumni players out there today. So to get connected with a guy like Tommy Nobis and Bob Whitfield, Brian Finner, and just to name a couple of guys. Guys like Brian, who I've coached against, and then, for seeing guys like Bob and, of course, Tommy Nobis and the career he had and the toughness and attitude. So I really enjoyed talking to those guys. It was great having them out today. And with that, we'll open it up to some questions regarding practice.
Coach, looked like you had a lot of your formerly injured players back in the drills at least. How was that having Jake Matthews, Moore, and the rest of the group out there today? Brooks Reed?
It was terrific start to this week for some of those guys to get back cleared where they can now get back acclimated into practice. So normally how we start is we get going on individual and then we take the next step. So as opposed to coming in on the first day, doing everything, kind of the get back into practice is doing individual part first and then we go in. So I was really encouraged by what we saw with those guys today.
And Sproul, he's a kid that's coming back from knee. Was he just getting a rest day on that knee?
Yeah, we're still kind of going through. He's not doing as well as he would like yet, so he's probably the one guy that we're still working on. We had a couple guys who are still battling through some injuries as well.
Coach, did you limit Vic today?
Yes. So there's a couple guys that are having some limitations by injury. I think there was a couple guys, who had ankles or shoulders or something where it's more in a precautionary role for us to make sure we'll, get ready for this practice and then move them forward for the week.
And what is it? Would Vic, I'm sorry?
He has a strained shoulder.
A shoulder?
Yep.
What about John?
So John had another injury as well and an ankle injury, so we kept him inside as well today.
How do you feel about how the OTAs are over? What do you feel about the team in general?
Well, we still got a couple to go, fortunately for us. So we got tomorrow really the end of this week all the way through to kind of keep going on that. Here's what I can tell you so far. Number one, the work ethic of the guys has been outstanding. Way back at the start of the off-season program, we said, can we have the best off-season you've ever had? And then each day, can we find some things for you to work on individually? If it was the quarterback having footwork and working on their base, or if it was a linebacker, playing the hook issues, that pertain to them, or a free safety working tackling. So these sessions are really important to work the individual technique to see how good you can get with your skills. And that's what we're all trying to do as the coaches, to find all the stuff that a guy has. So each one has been awesome. Lots of learning, and that'll continue on for the rest of this week.
Coach, anybody jumping out at you?
There's been a number of them that have. And each day there's kind of one that makes a bigger jump over another. There's, at wide receiver, one guy that you'll get to know more of is Leonard Hankerson. And Hank, I thought, has really jumped out to me on the offensive side with some big catches throughout the OTAs. Defensively, there's been a number of guys as well. I think Ricardo Allen is a guy maybe that we haven't known a lot about that's had a terrific offseason and is really working hard. So I'd say amongst the other guys who you may already know who have been established players here, those two in particular.
Coach, what do you like the most about what you've inherited? Normally when a first-time coach comes in, it's kind of disheveled. You kind of came in with some good pieces. I mean, are you kind of shocked on what you have?
Well, I knew the strength of the organization, from the top down, from Arthur to Thomas, and that was, for me, the partnership that I was looking to have. So I knew, the quality of people, that were already in the organization was there. And so for me, it was how can I find some of the unique stuff from the guys that are here, as well as help develop, the players that are already in the program. And so that's what we've been doing. And up to this part, I couldn't have been more pleased with, the attitude and the style of the guys working.
What's it like having Raheem Morris on the staff, a former head coach, an energetic guy? Just what is he bringing to the field?
Yeah, so a lot of love for Raheem from me and from the staff here. It is his energy. We go a long way back, so it's the knowledge that he has, in the passing game. And then he's been really valuable to me. Just if I had some ideas that I wanted to bounce off, he's gone through some of that as a head coach. So that was on a number of different levels, he's been a really important factor to us. I feed off his energy, just like I hope he does to mine. But I know all the unique stuff like we look for in a player. Well, he's one of those guys, as a coach, can help draw it out of the guys. And so that's really what we've been hitting on this spring, and especially with Raheem.
Have you seen a consistent learning curve on some of the places you've been as far as that ability to go from thinking to really just going in a new system? I mean, with training camp and then the premium on preseason, it's got to be something to learn. It's got to be very important.
I think that's the truth, Randy. And the biggest thing is like how fast we can play. So we're trying to find the balance of install between how much is too much and how much allows you to play at your best, where you don't have to overthink it and you can really play freely. So the way the off-season set up now works well, where there's a phase where it's lots of classroom work, and then now we're in the second phase of the install. So this is the second time here, and then the third time we'll be out at training camp. As far as playing fast, really that's when you see it out on the field, and where there's not that hesitation, and we can go and play, you know, in the style that we like. Fundamentals and playing fast, going after the ball defensively, taking care of it offensively. Those are some of the key tenets that we keep hitting on each day with the guys.
Coach, could you talk about having a veteran coach like Richard Williams on your staff who's been around since the Houston Oilers days?
Yeah, Rich Smith is a unique guy. So he started in the league as a special teams coach. And so he had that background. And then when he left the Denver Broncos, I believe, when he went to the 49ers, that's when he switched over and coached defense. So here's a guy in the league. I think he's coached tight ends, special teams, linebackers, D coordinator. He's another guy, like when I talked about Brian Cox one time about the definition of grit, I think of Richard Smith in that way too. He's always challenging, trying to draw out the most of the guys. So I thought, what a great balance between Richard and Raheem, from a guy who's got the front seven experience of Rich and the back seven, you know, in the pass game experience with Raheem. I thought, you know, those two guys would be a great partnership, and it certainly has been.
Are you pleased with the progress of the defense picking up the system at this point?
Yeah, in terms of assignment-wise, that's been down. Now it's how fast can we play, the attitude that we can go after the ball. That's where, you know, the real challenge lies. It's not as much what we call, it's how we play it and how we make those calls come to life. So you have to be in terrific shape, and I know the guys have been working hard this offseason doing that. And so that's what, you know, the real challenge is from the next break after the mini camp, you know, that goes into training camp. How right can we get? How fit can the guys get to come here and play at their best for one another? So that's the real challenge, and that's what I'm looking forward to seeing them do.
Coach, is this a schedule to, like, OTA here, OTA? I mean, step by step, is there a launching point for this for you? I mean, do you have to kind of say, okay, we're on schedule or a day ahead, but there's an ultimate launching point for what you want to see out of this group?
I think it's going to be in 2 days when this mini camp ends, because that's when the second part of the install will be done. And then as we go to minicamp, we'll pick and choose some defenses and some calls offensively that we'd like to run just for that time. But this next couple of days will be the last part of, you know, learning it from the classroom and taking it onto the grass. So the guys have been studying hard, having the rookies here, being a whole part of this thing. Now the whole team's together, so it feels great. The minicamp will be the final closure before we, you know, have that time on the break before we come back to camp. So I think there's little, you know, pieces that we go through that's starting and closing. And when this camp ends, you know, next week, we'll have a pretty good sense, you know, for the guys of what they can do. And then it'll be up to them to, you know, stay on it, get the conditioning right to come back and have, you know, not only the best offseason they ever had, but now the best training camp they've ever had.
Coach, you left Sherman on an island a lot in Seattle. Is that, can you do that with Trufant? Is Trufant, can he be that guy that shuts him down on one side and you don't even have to worry about it?
Yeah, we play a lot of 3-deep. In terms of a style and a scheme that we play. But really, you know, both, you know, Robert and True and Jalen and the guys who are going, it's a skill we play at corner. The biggest thing for those guys is getting their hands on people where we can stay on top. And that's really the thing that we did in Seattle with the scheme there as well. So absolutely those guys are making huge strides here. And the competitor in Robert and True is the thing probably that stands out the most to me. And I think with all top players, that's one of the common threads. The relentless competitors, whether I'm playing corner or quarterback or center or running back or safety, those guys that just were totally going for it, you sensed it, you knew it. And that was certainly the case with Richard. And I sensed that being the case with guys here who are going for it.
You talked about this before with the running backs, but how important is the pass catching going to be in that evaluation of those guys as they compete?
It definitely is. It's such a huge factor for a running back who can catch coming out of the backfield. For the guys who are suspect hands, well, that's not as big a threat sometimes when a guy like that who goes into the game. So fortunately for us, with the guys we're going to feature, pass catch is going to be a big part of whether we bring them out of the backfield, align and empty, motion out to empty. All that's going to be a factor. And I've been really pleased by the effort and the energy these guys have started off with.
Coach, where are y'all at with looking at this drone technology to add to the film study?
Well, I think anytime there's a chance to do things better, we'll always look into it. As far as using a drone, as long as you were not one of the ones that was controlling it, we would have a possibility of, no, all kidding aside. It's not something that we would look into at this time, but I do love the fact that there's always a way to push and define and use different energy to, you know, whether it's a drone or now, you know, for all of us, we know there's been a big push from on the human performance side of things and GPS tracking and speed and those kind of things. So I think like every time there's new things that come up, it's always worth looking into. For us, in terms of the drone usage of that this year, we won't do that.
Playing music throughout practice. Did you guys do that too?
We did, and really the purpose behind it is, and for the guys, you know, it's not a clean environment during the game, and it's noise, it's chaos, it's loud, and so we like during our walkthrough times to be more of the teach modes, where it can be more of a clinical setting where here's exactly where your man's supposed to be, here's where your technique's going to go, and in the game, it's that nonverbal communication, the look, a hand signal, a check, just looking at the guy across me, this is about to happen, the loudness of it. We try to create as many scenarios like that as we can to make it game-like without actually playing in the game. So it brings the energy up, but it's really the function also is how fast can we play. So a lot of the music that you do here is going fast, and it's loud, and it's trying to create an environment where in the game there's a lot of chaos. If all of us knew what was exactly going on inside that huddle or on the field, we'd be totally amazed at times. So Randy, I'm sure, can back there and laugh and tell you absolutely that is the case. So that's the real reason behind it.
A couple of veteran guys, Devin Hester and Jonathan Babineau, seem to appreciate it. I mean, just as far as replicating what's going to happen, and the hand signals in particular.
Yeah, I think the more we learn to communicate, and there's a lot of no huddle that's, you know, from some of the stuff that's evolving from college into the NFL, that's a part of our game as well right now. So the fact that we're not going to always get in and, you know, into a huddle and say the call each time, let's make that feel normal as well.
As far as technology goes, real quick, in the middle of the field, I know there's all this talk about the drones. Is there still a place for a camera and a quarterback, a middle linebacker, a free safety's helmet, a practice type stuff to see where his eyes are?
I think there would be. I know there's a big talk, you know, with some virtual reality out there now about how do you position the camera, you know, in order to get that where it could be used in such a way. So hopefully I think there'll be a time where we can get to that. You know, I don't know where we're at with that yet, but I think that's the next wave of stuff that could be coming. And it would be a really unique thing for a backup quarterback or a backup safety to get reps when you're not on the field, but you just watch the guy in front of you without hopefully getting seasick with the camera moving all the time. So, yeah, enjoyed it. Have a good day.
Thanks, guys.